Welcome to Wife Material, a podcast about women influencing feminine empowerment. I'm your host, Keisha, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Regina. Regina, why don't you tell them what we're all about?
Hey, I'm Regina, and we're bringing you the real, the raw, and the right now conversation about what we think is important to women and your empowerment. Join us every week as we share letters from our listeners, interview other women, and pull from a toolbox of our own life experiences to help inspire you.
Now, without further ado, let's get into this wife material. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Wife Material. We are back at it in our little month hiatus or so, however long it's been.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody? Hope you guys missed us. We're back.
Yes, we missed you guys too. And we came back at a real good time. First of all, I want to apologize because, you know, we said every Thursday, and life happened like it happens for all of us. And it just wasn't, like, it was in the plan, but it just didn't happen. So,
right,
we back in there. But, of course, we came back at a good time because guess what's hot and hot out on the presses this month? Mr. Kevin Samuels and his conversation with the young entrepreneur, black woman. And there's been so many perspectives about that entire interaction. So we want to give our little take on it. We've already had just a little brief discussion, but I was like, nope, nope, you can't say nothing.
Because I'm ready.
She ready, y'all. So we are going to talk about this interaction between Kevin Samuels and this young black female entrepreneur that everyone has really had something to say about. And I guess we're just going to get started. So I have a little clip that I want to say from the beginning of their interaction.
Okay.
And we're going to do that. First, when you saw it, Regina, let's start there. When you saw it,
I saw a clip of it. It was a good segment of it. I guess it was at the end of the segment when they were talking about the dating part. So I saw that. I couldn't get through all of it. It just was not working for me. So I got out, I read comments, I went back in and I listened. So I did not hear the beginning of this interaction with them. And when you just played that, a little bit of it, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I have more to say. So I probably need to go back and listen to the entire thing so I can be even more boiled over. I'm just pissed on all levels from both sides. So
interesting. So yes, my husband follows Kevin Samuels. Oh. He is. I can't say that he's a fan, but he's a viewer, right? And Kevin Samuels, for the most part, is very annoying to me. He like uses sound effects and stuff in his podcast. And I've heard that that's like a real popular thing, but it's, to me, it's just annoying because it's, yeah. But I found this interaction to be interesting. And even though I don't necessarily follow him and I don't really enjoy watching him, there are moments when he makes points that are valid. And then there are other moments where his viewpoint is like, okay, get over yourself.
They're just his viewpoints,
like, right? And that's right. Fair, right? It is his right. viewpoint, and that
and it's and, like, okay, but that doesn't make it law because it's your viewpoint, and he speaks as if it's law because he says it,
right? Well, you know, he has positioned himself as an expert in his viewpoint, and people
because
respect
people like her
his,
that call in for his his solicited opinion, which after this interaction, I wonder what her take on him is.
Girl, ain't no telling. She probably booked a session. But anyway, I'm gonna play this little clip because she ready, y'all.
You idiot.
First of all, let me get this thing going. Hold on. Okay.
Those were hers.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you a PhD?
No.
I'm a PhD.
How many dollars you got?
One.
Really?
I'm sorry?
What kind of dog is it?
He's a cane corso.
He's a what?
A cane corso.
What is that in English?
It's a larger dog, and their breed is meant for guarding and protecting. They're very protective of their home and their family.
Okay, so what's your disagreement?
Honestly, I don't have a disagreement. I just came here because I honestly want some advice from you.
It says disagreement day.
Oh, I know, but this is my first time catching you on live. Normally, I'm asleep. And
you have a job?
I do. I own a business.
Okay, so I do too.
And I do have a question.
But I have a business. And if you wanted my advice, you could always book a session if you can't catch the show live.
I was trying to go online earlier.
But all you have to do, ma'am, but see, what kind of business do you own?
I own a pet grooming, doggy daycare, and indoor
Okay,
dog
so park. What you're basically trying to do is I have a disagreement day, and you basically came in and said, damn your topic, I want to ask you what I want to ask you. And okay. But you are more than welcome to go on my website and purchase your time to talk with me one-on-one. Because what you're trying to do is rather rude. But I will go ahead and do it because I'm going to use this as a teaching lesson. How old okay. are you? How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay. I'm stopping there, right? Okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-mm. Nope. I already have mine, and I already know what I'm going to say. You probably know what you're going to say, too, but I'm interested in getting what you have to say first.
So, I just don't like his tone, first of all. So, I've never, ever seen this man, never heard his name, never, nothing, except for the first interaction on Facebook with the latter part of this interview. Now, going back. So I already thought it was just like, why is she still talking to him? Now I see from the very beginning, I don't appreciate his tone. I do understand where he's coming from because she's dead wrong. If you can't afford him, then wait until he's talking about what you want to talk about and keep trying to get on. But it's rude, as he did say, it was rude to get on his show when it has nothing to do with what you want to do. And you just want to do what you want to do, which I hate people that just want to do what they want to do with my stuff. Like, that's not okay. So I get it. I get his frustration, but he just came from the door nasty. And maybe that's just who he is as a person. Maybe I couldn't be the person to want to follow him and want to solicit his advice just from his tone, from the way he handled her from the beginning. Like, this is, it could have been simple. Oh, ma'am, you don't have a disagreement? Okay, so that's not today's show. Been done. Here's how you book a session, period. But I'm going to use this as a learning opportunity, teaching opportunity.
Right.
What children are you messing with? These are real live grown adults. Ma'am, this is not the show. Period. Done. We'll see you again. Call me, book me, or keep waiting to get in. I'm annoyed.
Okay, so that was not his tone. Look at you. When I heard the hoopla about this entire interaction, I was like, well, yeah, I'm not surprised. Okay. It is him, and I've seen his show, and I'm just like, okay, that doesn't surprise me at all. So the reason she stayed on the phone with him is because she watches his show. So she's already committed to whatever his persona is and the responses she's going to get. But just from the beginning, I agree with you that, okay, you had your own agenda because you were being selfish. You wanted what you wanted when you wanted it, and you said, to hell with your topic. I'm able to catch your show right now. I finally got through the line. I need you to answer this question for me. He could have ended it, but he said, you know what? Don't worry about it. This is what you could have done, and this is what you can do, but I'm going to go ahead and, like you said, use this as a teaching moment to prove And of course, he's trying to prove his point about a certain demographic of black women. I'll say that. Because it ain't all black women, of course, but he is trying to prove a point about a certain demographic. And yeah, I didn't think that his tone was terrible. He didn't raise his voice.
That's because you listen to him and you know
who I don't
he
listen
is.
To him though.
Well, you've heard him before and you know that's his personality.
True.
So if you've already seen his personality and you know who he is, you kind of you're not off put by him because you've already had that. Oh, okay, yeah, that's just who that guy is. Someone that's never heard him, I'm like, first of all, he just started off wrong. How many dogs you have? Oh, well, what kind of, can you say that in this type of language? Like,
that's not how he said that, Gina.
He definitely did say it like that.
He did not.
He said his tone, you are used to his tone because you've heard him before. I've never heard him before. His tone was, well, what kind of dog is that?
Well, he said, well, what is that in English? Which, you know, that was off-putting.
He didn't say it how you said it. He said, well, what is that in English? Like, because he said, do you have a PhD? She said, no. PhD. What does any of that have to do? I mean, maybe these things would
That's his up. Content, though. That's what he's...
That's his... my point, Keisha. She called in to talk to you. Why is that the first thing? Like, y'all talking about... You asked about a dog. You talking about, do you have a PhD? You're all over the place. So for me, listening for the first time to this man, you're rude. Like, what are you talking about? You're all over the place. What does that have to do with what kind of dog she has? How many dogs you have? You have a PhD. Oh, you don't? Well, I do. Where did that come from?
Okay.
So already, I'm already thrown off by, what are you doing, sir? I don't understand what's happening here. So I'm confused by your language. And for you, you're saying his tone wasn't, but his tone was, what is that in English? That's how he sounded. What is that in English? That's the name of the dog. It's King Corso. So now you want me to give the dog a whole different name because you don't know what it is, Mr. PhD.
Which he's not really. I don't know. I don't know his background. I just know what he
says he has a PhD. So you already said that. Do you have a PhD? No. Well, I have a PhD. What does that have to do with when you ask me how many dogs I have?
He didn't say that, though.
He did.
He didn't say he had a PhD. He did not.
What did he say?
He asked her if she had a PhD.
Yes, and then he said, I have a PhD.
He did not.
Go back. Because that's why I was like, what does that have to do with anything? Because why did he even ask her, does she have a PhD?
I'm sure it has something to do with the content, right? But again, like you said, you're not a listener, so therefore, if that came all the way from the left, what does that have to do with anything?
You know, I would not say that he didn't have facts and that what he was telling her was truth, right? Because when we get into the whole dating thing, you know, they were just, you know, you're calling him to ask advice about how to date a million, how to get a millionaire, basically. You want someone on this top level tier, one of the 1% of the nation type guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what pissed me off was, one, who is he? And how does he speak for all of the 1% of, or black men or whoever, I don't know if it's just black men or whomever it was. How are you the end all be all to what all wealthy men want in women? Because, you know, I was just confused by how to, but that's his show. And this is what he do. People call him for advice for whatever reason it is, right? So you blame her for putting herself in that position, because at the point that he asked her to rate herself.
Yes, that's the part I want to get to, which is the part that you caught or captured. Before that, let me just kind of give a synopsis of what happened before that point.
Before that point.
Is, of course, we heard that part, and then he asked her, you know, basically, she said she's a six-figure earner. She's trying to figure out, she always dates beneath her, is what she says. I always date guys that are beneath me. And I'm trying to figure out when I should tell, you know, someone that I'm dating that I own a business. and that I'm a six-figure earner. So that's what she asked him. When should I tell someone this? And he's just like,
why?
Basically, right? And why? So like, okay, so why do you say that they're beneath you is one of the questions he asked. She's like, well, you know, I want to date somebody who's a go-getter and this and that. And she said that, you know, the men in her family, like her father and somebody else, they own businesses and they earn six figures and stuff like that. But she always dates people that are not earning that. And when she tells them that, they always want to, well, how can I invest in your business? Or, you know, what can I do to like get on, blah, 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 blah. And then that turns her off.
Okay.
And so therefore she's like, well, how do I find someone who's already at that point? Or which her original question was, when should I tell someone that I do that? Which doesn't make any sense at all to me. But like, what you mean when should you tell somebody that you own a business? When you first start dating them, maybe? Don't be trying to Eddie Murphy somebody. This ain't coming to America. We are not, you know, trying to sow our royal oats and find Mrs. Right to Love or Mr. Right to Love us for who we are before we give the big reveal. Well, guess what? You hit the jackpot, boo, because I own a pet grooming business. Now what?
Right.
It is not that. So he was trying to figure out this whole, what do you mean by beneath you? And then he, well, why can't you date somebody that is average, which is kind of after this point when he asked her what she rated herself. She like, can you see me? Yeah, I can see you. And then that, okay, so that's where we gonna start.
Okay. So the clip that I saw on Facebook started from after that point, because I, now mind you, I watched it from the beginning of the clip, but the clip was just at a segment where he's talking about her and who she wants to date, her dating someone, you know, six figure or more, right?
Right.
So the clip that was played definitely didn't show him in a good light. It didn't. And some of us agreed with his points. We just didn't agree with his delivery, because he got to a point where it felt like he was degrading her. Like he was being very demeaning towards her. So I understand where he's coming from, hearing that piece that was missing. I totally get where he's coming from. Even in the beginning, even though I just don't like his tone, period. I don't like how he talks. And maybe that's just how he talks in general. And people don't like the way I talk. Sometimes people think I'm like, you know, too harsh or whatever. But so because I heard the end of that clip, then I hear how he sounds in the beginning. Although I got where he came from, she should pay for his, you a six figure earner, pay for that man's time. Like how you even, that's annoying. Like that whole thing is annoying. So I can see him getting turned off from her from there. But then when you start wanting to put people beneath you, then she set herself up for everything that she got from the point that I heard. She really did. I thought she set herself up when I heard it. I was annoyed with her for one, sitting there and taking it, not knowing that you really set yourself up for this. Like I thought, well, this is what you get for coming on the show, but how do you keep thinking someone is beneath you? People are beneath you. You don't know how did you get there? You probably got there because you have all these men in your family, fathers, blah, 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 that make six figures. That's a good stepping stone.
Right. Exactly. You didn't come
from somebody that was making $0 and baby, you got to go out and help us bring food in the house. You came from a well-established base that could help you. Dad, I want to open a store. Or Dad equipped you with the right tools so that when you wanted this dog grooming company, you were able to get that.
Right.
So for you to look at the men that are coming your way to say they're beneath you, you're going to stay single. And that's why he said,
you gonna die alone.
She wasn't that great looking, like for her to say, and she knows she's not that good looking. So
oh, you're such a spoiler, Gina. What about somebody?
What?
Y'all ain't seen it yet.
Girl, this thing's been out too long for them to not see it. Pause here and go on and watch something else. Go on, watch it. Because what I'm saying, I'm talking about what I'm talking about. We ain't coming back to talk about this no more. So we're gonna talk about it today. For her to downplay herself, that for her, no, let me say it a different way. For her to focus on her finances so much, I need someone that's doing this because I'm this and I'm that. And then you say you're a five. That told a whole story about her. That said a lot about her, because what she said was, he was like, so you think you are a five at best? And she said,
he said that you're average at best.
Average at best.
Average at best.
She said, what did she say? But he said, I forgot how he said it, but her focus is, I look good from the neck down.
Right.
Because I got a banging body and I got all this money. But the inside and that face, you're not happy with.
Not
because you
all.
Said you're a five. Like, I don't know.
She says she a five when she first get up, and then when she get all done up, she is six. Like, boo, you just gave yourself one point.
What?
That's it. Because he said you can't rate yourself as a seven. So you're not even an eight, nine, ten. I'm not even on the scale, honey, just because that's what I am. I'm above a 10, and it's not because I'm cocky. It's just because I feel like that's who I am, and I'm
right. Like, you could even start with a 9, though. Like, I mean, if you're like, okay, well, I know I don't want to be like, I'm a 10, you know, I'm a dime. I mean, you know, maybe that's where you was at, right? Maybe
right.
Just thinking, well, I'm not. He said, don't say seven, so I'm not gonna say I'm a seven anyway. But I'm like, you could even give yourself a 9. Mm-mm, honey, you need to go speak to somebody.
Girl, she couldn't even give herself an 8. Like, you couldn't give yourself an 8. From the moment that you woke up as a 5, you put some makeup on, and all you did was give yourself 1 point.
So you stop wearing the makeup. Just stop. Because you ain't really did nothing. I was so annoyed with her. And then she started going into her phone. She was just, I think she was just like, she kind of zoomed out from him, kind of was just like, over here. She wasn't listening anymore. I think she was probably annoyed by him. But you created that because you never had to be there with him in the first place. You got these high-earning men in your family. Why are you not having those conversations with them to figure out, hey, dad or uncle or whomever, like, what's going on? Like, who do y'all go for? What type of women are y'all looking for? Why can't you have that conversation with them?
Yeah. Now, what I would say that I mean, of course, his tone was one thing, but I disagreed with his, like you say, end all be all attitude. Like, this is law sort of thing. So,
right.
You know, if you are telling somebody that they're average at best, and then you say, well, you don't see average men with, you know, or high dollar, high value men with average women, unless they started like from the bottom. Now we hear sort of thing. They were back, you know, together in high school before the money, that sort of thing. Now I listen to words, right? I try my best to listen to words that people say. And what he said was, you don't tend to see. It's not that you don't see, you don't tend to see. So therefore, I'm like, okay, I'll give him that. I don't even know if he really realized that he said it, but I'll give him that. Because true, you don't tend to see those that are publicized, because we don't see everybody that's high value and who they choose to be with. But what we do tend to see is high value men with really, really, really nice looking women.
Right.
You don't see him with average looking women. He didn't say she looked bad. He just said you're average at best.
Because now they have money to have those beautiful women.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have money. And that's all. I mean, and the other thing he said to her was, what are you going to add to the table? And for me, I had to throw my hands up at her answer. I was like,
what did she say?
Chick, she said, now you heard that what I told you was, she said that when she tells the guys that she's dating that she has a business, they end up saying, oh, well, how can I invest in your business? Da, da, da. So he asked her, what do you have? How do you add value to a relationship? What makes you so great? And she said, well, I can help them with their business. That was her first response. I can help them with their business. And then I can plant.
So what's wrong with the people that you are getting?
I can plant. WTF. What you mean you can plant? I can plant and grow food. That's how you gonna add value to the relationship with a high value.
Oh, wait. Plant meaning?
Yes, honey. Plant? Like vegetable plant. She gonna grow some food and throw it on the stove later on.
So I thought she was meaning she can help them with their business. She can plant, like, you know, you plant seeds in that person and you can help them grow and, you know, whatever. Because if that was the case, then what's wrong with the people that you're saying that you're meeting that are, you know, that doesn't make sense. So if they are, if the people you're meeting are beneath you, but you want to be able to have this high valued man that doesn't need your help, doesn't need your money, which he said that, doesn't need your help, doesn't need your money, doesn't really need anything from you, then you're bringing to the table what you could bring to the table from these guys that are interested in you that you feel are beneath you.
Right.
Because this man that you're searching for, you want to bring that to the table. No. What are you bringing to the table that, because you can't bring that to the table because he don't need that.
Right. Exactly. He don't need your help with his business. Although that's great.
Because that's where you're at right now, what you're saying you don't want. That confused me. I had to stop listening at some point anyway. I don't even know what happened. I said, I can't. They were giving me a headache. I was like, this is just stupid. I don't even understand why this is happening.
Yeah.
You know, he should have hung up on her. She should have hung up. Somebody, that should have just been over.
Listen to it without, of course, his tone is one thing and you can be totally annoyed with that, but listen to the interaction as far as what they said with to one another and what she said. Like, there was no confidence at all in her.
None. I'm like, this is why you're struggling with finding someone, because you're not okay with being with you.
Yep.
You have this, I need to look like a Barbie doll from my neck down, because that's what people look at. So I'm sure she's a butt shot picture person when she takes pictures, you know. That's the people, they get old, they're gonna be looking like, why was I always turning my booty around? She's probably what, in that
era.
Why are
you taking pictures from above?
Right, like, I gotta show my booty, everybody gotta see. So she's probably one of those, I call them the butt shot pick people. You know, maybe that's, I don't know. I would love to know, like, hear what her conversation is about that conversation, about that interaction with him, like, and listening to herself, hearing people's conversation or feedback, because a lot of people that I heard were like, people were annoyed with him, but they thought he annoyed with his tone and his delivery.
Yes.
No, not many said that they thought what he said was wrong. They just thought it was disrespectful in the way he delivered it. Cause he was really, really pretty. Cause what she was saying wasn't about him personally.
Right.
She wasn't attacking him personally. She was just saying these people are underneath me and da da da, whatever her conversation was that I missed. It was not a personal attack for him. And she obviously holds him in high regards to want to come and get advice from him. But he, to me, attacked her. Even though he talked with that, yeah, you know, he does this thing with the inflection in his voice, but it's still condescending. But if you're not paying attention like she was, because she's just like, I'm going to show him. He's a big person. He's a star. He's somebody, you know, I don't care. He can say whatever he want to say to me. The way he says it, his tone, because like I said, if you've heard him before, you know, that's just who he is. So you're not really offended by his tone. Since I've never heard him, I'm immediately offended by his tone from the beginning. I just didn't like the way he was speaking. Like, you're talking to a whole other person. Like, why you act like y'all got beef? Like, that's how he sounded from the beginning. And yes, they had beef because she got on the show in the wrong way. And you didn't have to accept that. So then you should still respect her. Because it's your show. You had the ability then to say, we're not taking that call. Whoever let her in, if you got somebody that mans the show or whatever, you could have said, that's not our show tonight. But right. You did it to humiliate her, really.
Well, he did say that that's not our show. And she kind of ignored that and was just like, but I just want to ask you a question. And so
he has a button.
He does. The thing is, how likely is it that if that had gone viral, that he still would have been wrong for hanging up in her face? Because he could have just answered her question.
It would have. It would have. I'm sure people don't. You, first of all, you can't please everybody. That's the first thing.
That's true.
But what he did was, I'm going to use this as a teaching moment. What did he teach? What lesson was learned from that? don't call him because he's an idiot. Like, you know, I don't know what point he got across.
I know what point he got across. What? If you call in and ask me for my truth, right?
Which I'm going to downgrade you?
No. I'm going to tell you my truth. And if that's considered a downgrade, then it is what it is. But that was his truth. She asked him a question. She asked him a series of questions. Mm-mm. And she got his truth.
Now, hold on, right? He said from the beginning, he said, you called in. This is not the show. And you want to do what you want to do. So I'm going to take this as a teaching moment. So you went in on her. It wasn't delivered in a nice way or I have some truth that I want to deliver to you. He was disrespectful in his tone to her. I've never heard him before. So I don't know that's how he talks all the time. So I'm listening to him. And from that interaction that I heard with him, I would never listen to a show.
Yeah, that's why I don't listen to a show. The only time right. I hear so, the stuff is when James comes home. I'm just like, ugh.
Even though I feel like he had many valid points, he was just disrespectful. And he set out to be disrespectful because she was disrespectful. When he could have ended it, he never had to take that call.
He never did.
This is not what the show was. So either this was a game and y'all had this plan, like this is everybody's acting here. Or why? Like, what was the point in going so hard for the viral moment because you knew this would go viral? Like, there's a lot behind it. And from that, I wouldn't watch the show. She looks like a good idiot. She looks like she needs some good therapy because she doesn't really know who she is. She needs some work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? She needs some real good work on herself because he said you're a five. And then you're like, I know. Like, all the things he said, which were not, I mean, maybe they were the truth to him. They're what he called out, what he saw. He talked about her like, you are like this and you think you're that. So you really think this? It's just like, well, maybe, you know, like, he made you think. Like, oh, maybe
he
I'm
made
not.
Her question herself.
Right. Like, maybe. Well, you might be right, but, you know, she just did stuff like that. And I'm like, dang, you have to look at you and thank him for being so brutally honest. Like, he was brutally honest, but his delivery, he could say everything he said in a different tone and everybody would be like, go ahead, bro.
Let me touch on that because this is a constant conversation. And right now, Regina's drinking water out of one of her homemade, what do you call them things?
My tumbler.
Her tumbler. Yeah, she's a beast in the customization.
Whoop, whoop.
What are they called? You know, I don't know the lingo.
Customized tumblers. I have tumblers. I have wine, the little wine tumblers.
Which I'm sipping on 20, at this very 20 moment. 20-ounce
tumblers. I just did a couple.
Yum, yum, yum.
A couple for some people that'll be excited when they get them. Trying to get my SD page up, you know.
So yes, let me go back to segue. Got off topic.
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah,
Total Creations.
So we were talking about his tone. Now, your friend has this thing. He's just like, why is it that we have to? Oh, this is such another topic. But anyway. Women want equality, right? We'll say that just to kind of keep it basic, even though it gets a little more complicated than that. But women, equality to men. So when I come at you like a man talks to a man, you don't like it. Why do I have to tone down my delivery if you're supposed to be so equal to me? And so my response to him was, well, sweetheart, I mean, you don't speak the same way to your mother as you do to your father. No, I don't. Right. you don't speak the same way to your grandmother as you do to your mother. Two different, you know, people, still women, but they're two different people. You're right. I don't, but I do. In his case, he feels like he does. I speak the same way. I might say things a little differently. I may not use the same words because, you know, he might use a few cuss words with his dad because that's their relationship. And he doesn't use that same language with his mother. However, the point that he comes across and how he says what he says is still a little bit the same. And I told him that I disagree. I just listened to both of your conversations, and the way that you talked to your mom was totally different than how you talked to your daddy. but overall, that's like the question. If women expect for men to treat them as equals, then when you have a conversation, and these are two strangers, right? Total strangers. He doesn't have to be, you know, totally, I guess, respectable to her or whatever. And why does his delivery have to be softer because she's a woman?
Not that it has to be softer. It could have been. Okay, so I don't know either one of them. Again, he was more on attack mode. She did not attack him. She said, I feel like I'm dating people that are beneath me. She was not talking about him. It was not personal. It was an attack against her. The way he talked about, you can tell her that, baby, maybe you're thinking a little bit too high of yourself. He came at her like, I'm mad because you came on my show and you did it the way you wanted to do it. So now it's all holes, no holes barred right now. Like, I'm going hard. He came for the juggler because you came on my show and you wasn't supposed to. And he said, I'm teaching you. This is a teaching moment.
Okay.
So came for her. It wasn't just a conversation, because she came to you for advice. He was like, you're not listening to me. She was like, I'm asking for advice. He never gave her advice. He talked about her.
He did give her advice, though. That's why you have to listen to the whole video, Gina, because she literally was not like he said certain things and was just like, OK, here's the answer. She never really asked a question. She asked a question. Then they started having a dialogue. And throughout that dialogue, he gave her certain truths. And the tone that you heard in the beginning was the tone that he held throughout the conversation until it got to a point. Where it was just like, chick, you are not listening to what I'm saying. You want me to give you the answer that you want to hear. And at some point, that gets annoying to anybody, man or woman.
I understand that, but his tone was annoyed from beginning.
It was, but
that
was,
set the tone for the rest of the show.
Yeah, so, I suppose that's how you receive it, because I didn't receive it that way. But maybe it's because I'm familiar, right?
Right.
I'm familiar, but either way,
how he carries his show and how he talks.
Right.
I don't know that. So for me, as soon as you got on with her, I felt like you should have just let it go, because it carried the tone throughout the rest of the show. Yes, his tone probably got a little harsher because she was not listening. After being disrespectful and coming on his show, breaking in, basically. You broke into his show. So because of that, I'm going to treat you how I want to treat you. He said it. So he was never trying to handle it like he would typically handle anything else. He said, I'm teaching in this moment. So I'm going to do you however I do you. And this is what you get for coming in here the way you did.
Yep. Well, at the end of the day, that's what it was. But I still didn't think his tone was terrible. And I don't like his show at all, but no matter how familiar I am with him, I didn't think it was that bad. But that's just that's how I perceived it. So it was what it was, and I laughed at throughout most of it just because of her and how she was, how she just took it. And she, I mean, just like, I'm like, chick, seriously, you should have been. If it's like a going to a job interview. If you're going to go on a job interview, you better have the answers to the questions that they're going to ask you about what you have to offer to their company. He asked you what you had to offer to a man that you believe is on your level. So if your answer is that you can help them with their business and garden, boo, the men that you think that are on your level are not interested in you.
She wasn't ready. She just knew she was like, I'm on. I'm just going to do it. Let's go.
She should have been
I got
ready.
In.
I wasn't ready.
Right. She just got in. And I'm like, I just don't understand, like, why? Why was this important to your life? You own six figures. Work on yourself. Get some therapy. Go to one of Yonla's shows. I mean, she has these seminars that she does. And people get a lot of stuff out of it. Like, mm-hmm. not to fix my life stuff, but, like, something true personal work. So that you cannot think that you're a 5-6 at best, like, confused. 6 made up, 6 done, like, you right here looking pretty cute, and you're a 6.
And my body is not average.
My body's a 10.
My body's a 10, but you still gave yourself a 6. 10,
but you gave yourself a 6 with a 10 body.
Like, what's 6 divided by 10?
Who body you walking around with then? Because, like, I'm confused. Like,
she got that Angela Bassett going on, that old Tina Turner.
I bet you neither one of them would ever say they was a 6.
Ever.
Or a 5. Ever. A 6 all made up.
And still be humble. Like, you can be humble and be a 8, a 9, a 9.5, a 10. You can totally be humble.
Right. Why can't you just think you're beautiful by yourself? Mm. She was going Period. On what she thinks he would have said, or what someone else would have said. When he said, you can't say 7, she was like, oh, because she probably was going, like, I'm going 7. She knew he wasn't going to be where she was at. So she was trying to get to where she thought, is he going to accept this number? Like,
she should have went for the jugular. She would have been, she should have been like, you know, when I get up, I'm about a 9. And when I make up myself, I'm like a 10, 10.5. And then that would have threw him for a loop.
Looking at my hair right now, I'm wondering what I would give myself. Looking good, crazy.
A 20, a 100, boo.
But this glow I got going on in here beats this hair any day.
Okay. Okay. Oh, y'all, it was a great topic, of course. I ain't going to tell you what time it is, but we've been on it. We've been on it real good. So, you know, women influencing feminine empowerment.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. That's a good one.
Love yourself. I think women shouldn't look for outsiders to measure how should I think I look, where should I be, like, according to these people outside of me, which is why you become a 5 or a 6, because you're thinking about what do people see when they look at me, where am I at. Mm-hmm. I'm not a 10 because I don't look like these people that these men are wanting, or that these, you know, I see these women with this certain look and I don't look like that. So clearly I'm not a 10. So love yourself.
And absolutely.
Then you'll receive, you'll get what you're supposed to get from who you're supposed to get. Yeah. And maybe that person that's not a 6-figure person would be the right person, even though he ain't making the 6 figures. You might help him make them 6 figures.
There you go.
What about that one?
Don't forget, you attract what you put out there too. So if you're not putting out that 10 material, regardless of that 6-figure income that you probably have, you know, I don't know, Donald Trump ain't providing his tax return. So we
we don't know what he's
making. We don't know what that joker making. But yeah, if I mean, you put out what you get what you put out. So you better put out some quality if you want to get quality.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. Well, man, that was so fun.
Awesome.
Woo woo. All right. Well, we're going to see y'all next week. We promise. Thanks for joining the show, y'all.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on Wife Material. To have your letter featured or be a guest on our show, be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at w.i.f.ematerialpodcast.
If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. Stay empowered, and we'll see you next week.